Delighted to welcome into studio Michaela McGillion. How are you, Michaela?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you on. And you are, of course, from Derry.
I am indeed. Okay. Proud Derriger, born and bred.
And like so many people who pursue a musical career, a career in music, you know, you've got a background in singing with the school and some local productions. That's really where it started for you, is it?
Well, whenever I was like really, really young, I was actually really, really shy. Like you couldn't get two words out of me at all. So my mum put me into singing lessons and I was with Una McCafferty. For years and years, her father was James McCafferty. He's brilliant piano player and singer from the town. And I just really started from there and, you know, went to my lessons every week. And I felt like that really brought me out of my shell.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started doing, you know, choir in school. And then I was singing solos in school. And then I started doing, you know, just auditions for different shows. And, you know, I did loads of musicals and different things like that. So that was sort of like the basis for me. And then whenever the City of Culture came around in Derry in 2013, with the whole Music Promise programme that they had running throughout that year, I really got heavily involved with that.
Mm.
So I was like playing all these different little venues and I started working with the BBC around that time. So I took part in a documentary series that was called Music City, and basically it followed the story of 13 young musicians from the town, either, you know, if they were just starting out or, you know, people that were more advanced. And the idea of it was to sort of get them on the biggest stages that they could find locally. So for me, my gig ended up being supporting the Pepini sisters.
Right, okay.
They're sort of like the Andrews sisters, mm-hmm. but like the modern version.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they sang with like Michael Bublé and, you know, they're really gorgeous women. They're absolutely phenomenal, brilliant voices. So for me to be able to do that really boosted my confidence. And I remember actually going out on the stage at the venue and there was like a crowd of 2,500 people. And I was so nervous before.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, there's so many people. Like, what if I mess up? And then I went out and I felt like I just flowered. I blossomed on the stage
and I
loved it.
You know, when you open up your vocal cords and you start in front of that amount of people, and I'm sure there'll be thousands more going into the future, do you sort of get an energy off the crowd, or do you go into a sort of a place whereby you're not necessarily fully aware that they're there? Do you know, once you actually start performing and you have to focus on your voice and you have to focus on the words, I suppose,
yeah.
as well, you know? Like, do you go into a sort of a place that shuts out the crowd for a time being, or did you at least at that stage of your career?
I think at the beginning, you're always sort of aware that there are people there, that there's an audience, and I feel even now there's still that awareness. But especially when you have a really good crowd, you do feed off that sort of energy and atmosphere that they create.
Mm.
And it makes it half the battle. And it's always so much fun.
Now, exciting times ahead too, because you have been on The Voice UK.
Mm-hmm.
It's been recorded, but it's yet to be broadcast. Do you have an air date yet?
It was pre-recorded last year in October. Seems like so long ago.
I'd say so.
But I don't actually know when my episode will be on that I'm going to be on, but I know that it'll be near the end of the blind auditions. Mm. That's all I can really tell you.
Hopefully it's near the end of the program, though. That's what we really need. You
yeah.
preferably last. But it's moved over to ITV.
That's right.
I have to say, I think it's better,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you.
It's so much bigger, you know. Like, I remember before I went for my audition, I looked back at, like, the blind auditions on the BBC, and they seemed quite small.
Mm.
And then whenever I actually went to the studio in Manchester in Media City, like, even the place itself is huge and the studio was massive.
Yeah.
And I remember going for like a dress rehearsal like a week before and getting on the stage. And I was like, oh my God, this is like humongous. Like, when did this get so big?
Amazing stuff. And when you walk out to the stage and the people are sitting with the backs to you, obviously you have the audience.
Mm.
That must be very peculiar, because it's really quite ignorant, if you know what I mean. I know it's the function of the show and why they introduced it, and it's about the voice and hence the name. But it must be really quite... Or is it maybe it's actually reassuring that you don't have to look in their the whites of their eyes?
I don't know. It's sort of like... It's good in a sense, but it's sort of bad. I mean, like, you're used to singing in front of audiences, and I don't mind, you know, having a big audience there. But I think... If I was to stand on a stage and I had, you know, Will.i.am and Gavin Rossdale and Jennifer Hudson and Tom Jones staring me dead in the eye.
Might be more difficult.
Exactly. Yeah. It would be a lot harder.
Yeah. And we can't really say what's happened, because the function, for those who aren't aware, people go out and sing, and the four judges are sitting there. And if they want to mentor them and take them through in the competition, they hit a button and the chairs rotate.
That's right.
No one can rotate. One or two can rotate. All four can rotate. But you can't say which. And I kind of want to press you on it, but I don't want to either, in case you do let it slip. And... there's another edit made to the program. You know what I mean? We don't want that to happen either. Right, listen, you're going to sing a couple of songs for us, in fact, to backing tracks.
Yeah.
This is raw, you know, no reverb, no nothing, so we do appreciate it that it's 10:30 on a Saturday morning.
I know.
Now, before you start, do you need me to turn around?
No, am I you're okay? All right, you're fine.
So,
might have deja vu if you do.
Okay. If I turned around, you'd have deja vu?
Maybe.
Right, okay. This is sounding good. Right, we'll start with Elvis Presley, which is an interesting track, you know, because it's the original version you're doing of it. Where are you getting this? Where are you getting the idea to sing Elvis Presley? Long before your time, of course, because you're a spring chicken.
Well, my dad really loves country music, and I love all the classics. I love sort of like country rock and roll.
Yeah.
And amongst... everything else.
Okay.
And I've always really loved the song. I love Elvis's voice in general, and I love the sort of stage presence and aura that he had.
He truly has an amazing voice. Really? A lot of it about his showmanship, his performance, his good looks, his untimely death and whatever, but when you cut it back, even in the latest stages of his career, when he was clearly ravaged with whatever he was up to, you know, there's some live performances where he's playing the piano as well, and it's just absolutely unbelievable, the power in his voice. Right then, but for now, Michaela McGillion, we're going to hear you sing I Can't Help Falling In Love.
But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes that some things are meant to be. So take my hand and take my whole for take my whole life too, for I
Brilliant.
Thank you.
What was the laugh at the end for?
I always do that. I just giggle.
It's funny, you know, you're streaming this on your Facebook, are you? Mm-hmm. And your audience can't hear the music, so you're just effectively singing to yourself.
Acapella, yeah.
Acapella, okay, yeah. that's lovely. Your voice is actually really, it reminds me of some of the older singers, you know, that I would have heard my mother and father listening to. Have you been told that before, have you?
Big time. Yeah. Like, a lot of the time, if I'm ever out, like, gigging or playing, you know, say if you're in a bar and you're, like, round the corner, and a lot of people come round and then they see me and they're like, she's so young, like, what age is she? I thought that was somebody older.
Nice compliment. Enjoy that while it lasts, by the way, because I'll tell you, before you know it, they won't be saying that to you. Right, so we're talking to Michaela McGillion. She's from the Waterside in Derry, soon to appear on UK's on The Voice UK on ITV, UTV as well, of course. We can't divulge, or she can't divulge, whether or not any judges turn around, because, of course, that would ruin the excitement of the show. But there are four judges, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
Which of them is your favourite?
Oh, my God, this is so hard.
I've got you painted right into the corner here, to use an old-fashioned phrase.
Do you know what? Whenever they finally revealed who all the coaches were going to be, I was sitting thinking, this is amazing because everyone is so different, but they're all so individual and unique in their own way.
Mm.
And, like, I don't know, like, you've got modern legends, you've got, you know, older legends. I mean, Tom Jones is an absolute babe. He's just amazing. His voice is like magic. Will I Am is just the epitome of modern music.
Well, I go with Will I Am, I'm not gonna lie to you.
He's a really cool dude.
Well, firstly, he's cool. Secondly, he's an unbelievable artist.
Mm.
And he's bound to be incredibly well connected with producers, collaborations. So I'm afraid if it were me, no disrespect to you, Tom, but I'm gonna have to go with Will I Am.
But I think the other two new coaches are very interesting. Yeah. Like, I'm a huge fan of Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah,
like,
she's awesome, and she's got a bit of sass to her too.
Like, total attitude, sassy. She's so, so cool. Just absolute diva, but so down to earth and really, really helpful. But her voice is just, it's heavenly and it's so powerful. Gavin is, you know, an indie rock god.
Yeah, he brings that sort of genre with him through as well. Brilliant stuff, right. So we don't know when we're going to, we'll find out though and let our listeners know when you're coming up on it. Because it's, is it a route that you were reluctant to go down? Because, you know, I don't think it's perhaps classed as much as a reality show as like the X Factors, if you know what I mean, because they do try and successfully put it across as it is The Voice, and there is a recording contract at the end of it, you know.
That's right.
So were you reluctant at all to sort of go down that route, or is it a case of no such thing as bad publicity, and if I win it, wow, or even if we get really far, you know?
I feel like, for a long time, I was sort of just, you know, doing my own thing. You know, I record all my own covers at home. I film everything. I edit everything. And I do it all on my own. And, you know, it's hard work, but I love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I first got in touch with The Voice, they actually got in touch with me.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, they got in touch with me.
That's what I presumed it was, because you know, they have a massive team that go through YouTube, go through Facebook, you know, and if you were relying on they do have to sort of go out and look for people to some extent as well, you know. But they don't make any bones about that, so anyway. But anyway, go on, they got in contact with you.
But, no, they got in contact with me, and I just thought, do you know what, let's try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is the right time, and I'm ready. And sure, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work out, and it's not the end of the world, and I can still go back and try again.
And there's loads of options open for you. What about, you talked about covers and what have you too. Do you work on your own stuff as well, or is that a string to your boat?
I don't really write a lot of my own stuff, but I love to take, like, sort of more modern songs, or songs that are of a genre that I wouldn't really sing, and make them my own.
I get you. Reinterpret them to some extent.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, there's a song by a band called My Chemical Romance called They Only Hope For Me Is You, and it's like this big rock anthem, and I did a cover of it about a year ago. And people were, you know, commenting underneath, like, oh, this is so different. It's like a completely different song.
And you can do that great and you can do it bad. There's nothing I can't stand more, to be honest with you, if that's done wrong and you get some fella with a guitar singing a Rihanna dance song acoustically, you know, and I don't know. So, but if it's different, it's different, and that's cool.
Yeah.
It can be done quite easily, which I've no time for at all. But so it's all very exciting. You're going to sing one more for us before we wrap up. We do appreciate you coming down. We wish you the very best luck. We will be fully invested now in how you get on in this. So hopefully it's not the one show, but if it is, all well and good. And it'll be onwards and upwards. And we talk about songwriting and singing. You know, it's not essential to write your own stuff either. I mean, the biggest artists in the world, they may get a writing credit on a song, but they don't really, they don't have any input in it at all, really. You know, and it's I think people feel they have to do it, but, you know, you just focus on the singing, and if you write the odd song on the way, all well and good.
Honestly, God, if you have a talent, just go and work at it, work with what you have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a famous. I was chatting to Gay Byrne once years and years ago, and he said, you know, it was actually my brother asked him, how do you be successful in media, for instance? He says, pick one thing that you're good at, or one sort of, you know, thing that you focus on, and stick with that, and eventually, if you're good enough at it, something will come of it. Didn't for me, really, but it did for my brother, so good advice. He took the advice on as well. Right, now, so just to show you the fact that you can hop from one generation to the other, you're going to finish off with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, this is a song called Million Reasons, and I feel like Lady Gaga is amazing because she sort of changes with
every
album.
She's like a chameleon. She's unbelievable.
Yeah, she's fabulous. So this album, I feel, has a more acoustic-y feel, and this song in particular has almost like a bit of a country feel to it.
Okay.
And it's quite nice. I like it.
Right, well, here we go then. This is Michaela McGillion singing Lady Gaga.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. Giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I'd run through the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. And I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay. My head's stuck in a cycle, I look off and I stare. It's like that I've stopped breathing but completely aware. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. About a million reasons. And if you say something you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Give me. maybe I just need one good one to stay.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Excellent. As good as the original, then. Thanks so much. The best of luck with the competition, and hopefully you get through. I've got my fingers crossed, and I'm pretty confident. And hopefully we'll chat again in the future. The best of luck with your career, and thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for having me.